Are you familiar with the term Community Supported Agriculture, or CSAs? It's where members pay a fee in exchange for regular pickups of fresh, locally grown fruits and veggies. Can the concept be applied elsewhere? To art, for example? The Cambridge Center for Adult Education thinks so, as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Cambridge resident Jason Burns is one of the people at this recent harvest party hosted by Eastern Bank's Kendall Square branch. Instead of picking up a box of fresh carrots or kale, though, Burns is getting one that contains three pieces of original, locally made art.
I don't like a lot of art, so there may well be something in there that's the equivalent of some weird green that I don't know what to do with. But I know a lot of people that like things that I don't like, so I'll have some gifts. If there's two things in there that I like, I will regard this as a success.
We love collecting art. We collect from people we've met. We collect from places we've been.
Shareholder Liz Augustine of Maynard is here with her husband, Richard.
We don't spend a lot of money on art, but we buy things we really, really like. This is a different model because it's all a mystery until you open the box.
And that's the fun part, she says. This model is cultivating an alternative ecosystem for making, distributing, and buying art, according to Susan Hartnett. She directs the Cambridge Center for Adult Education and co-created this community-supported art program. But the concept wasn't her idea.
Out in the Twin Cities, a nonprofit there piloted it. Not surprising because, you know, fish and vegetables, why not local art? This year, five cities around the country have picked it up, but each of us is doing it in a different way.
Hartnett calls it a business development project for nine artists. Here's how it works. 50 shareholders pay a fee up front.
It's $300, and that is part of what becomes seed capital for the artists because they're each given a $1,500 stipend, but it's really seed capital. How do you produce 50 works of art on that budget and also account for your time, which has been fun to watch people try to do that.
50 is a lot.
Grace Dernford produced 50 mixed media pieces using silkscreen, stenciled acrylic paint, and sewn lines. There's one inside each of the boxes being distributed.
Obviously, you didn't want to cut corners on materials or cut corners on quality, but in order for this to be a feasible, you know, money-making project, you did have to figure out a way of doing things in a kind of assembly line fashion.
Now, the idea of churning out 50 pieces by harvest time and monetizing them like this might make some working artists cringe, but not Dernford.
I'm really excited about just the idea of my work being up in 50 different strangers' houses.
Sculptor Ed Tekian's contribution to the box is a crop of palm-sized 3D action figures. They're made of layered streams of plastic and look like robots or monsters.
I could sell that little dude for $30 or $40. That'd be pretty great.
At this harvest party, Tekian is searching for
feedback. You know, I'd love to know if the idea holds. You know, how many people are going to look at it and say, you know, I don't really connect with this, versus how many people are going to like it. I'm most interested in meeting people that don't connect with it and understanding why.
Most shareholders, it seems, choose to open their boxes at home rather than show a reporter the goodies inside. But one person gives me a peek.
It's taped shut. And inside of it is an original. Oh, my God, look how beautiful. Oh, this is very good, too.
Little tonight, at the final harvest party of the season, the CSA Art Program's creator, Susan Hartnett, will open the last of her three boxes. And she tells me the waiting list for next season is already filling up. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.